This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan was recently named chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman congratulated Stabenow on her appointment in a statement released Friday, noting that she has a proven track record as a proponent of Michigan's agriculture industry. Stallman said, "We are confident in Senator Stabenow's ability to provide leadership on the 2012 Farm Bill and other important issues related to agriculture and rural communities. Her committee will play an important role as we look forward to the future of American agriculture." The Senate last Friday approved a $4.55 billion to settle claims that the federal government denied loans to black farmers and mismanaged trust funds set aside for American Indians. A portion of the settlement, $1.15 billion, will be set aside to resolve racial bias claims by black farmers against the Agriculture Department. $3.4 billion will be used to pay claims related to the Interior Department's management of American Indian trust funds. The legislation was sent to the House for consideration, where it's expected to be approved and then signed into law. The legislation is an outgrowth of Pigford versus Glickman, a federal class action lawsuit brought by black farmers in 1999. In February, the Obama administration agreed to provide a second round of damages to individuals who missed deadlines for filing and were denied payments. The English Beef and Lamb Executive, an organization better known as EBLEX, is recommending farmers pay additional levies to fund a $3.2 million investment that would foster exports and publicize the benefits of red meat. Increases of 18% and 21% in levies paid by farmers for beef cattle and sheep have been recommended. With the new rates in place, farmers would pay $8.64 for each head of beef marketed and $1.28 per sheep. At that level, EBLEX estimates sheep meat exports can be maintained at a minimum of 30% of production, while beef exports could grow to 20% of production in 2012, up from the current 10% by 2012. A cuts, not carcasses approach to the promotional program is reportedly being considered. Europe could be the next hot market for U.S. sweet potatoes. U.S. sweet potato exports to the United Kingdom doubled between 2005 and 2009 from $5.7 million to $20.4 million. According to USDA, the 2010 tally will exceed the record high set in 2009. 10 years ago, sweet potatoes were seen as exotic vegetables in the U.K., so the swift growth in popularity has taken some by surprise. The glowing nutritional profile of sweet potatoes, cholesterol-free and high in vitamins, is a likely driver behind the increase in popularity among health-conscious Europeans. Wayne Pacelle, the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, said the group he leads has no plans to conduct a petition drive in Nebraska aimed at treatment of farm animals. Pacelle says HSUS is not anti-agriculture. HSUS wants animals to be able to stand up, lie down, and turn around, and according to him, that is not a sweeping agenda. Pacelle met with roughly 150 people in Lincoln, Nebraska on Sunday. Representatives of the Nebraska Farm Bureau Federation and other farm groups attended. Despite Pacelle's pledge, Mark McCarg, a Central City, Nebraska pork producer and a member of the Nebraska Farm Bureau, said he remains skeptical of the HSUS's motives. McGuart has heard a lot of frustration and anxiety about what's happened in other states, and he believes there is no reason to think that what happened in other states won't happen in Nebraska. With the goal to provide at least 6,000 salad bars to schools in the next 3 years, a new public-private partnership has launched Let's Move Salad Bars to Schools, a grassroots public health initiative working in concert with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move initiative. The founding partners of the initiative include the National Fruit and Vegetable Alliance, United Fresh Produce Association Foundation, and Food Family Farming Foundation. A diet high in fruits and vegetables helps maintain a healthy weight and reduces the risk of many serious chronic diseases that, according to William Dietz, MD and PhD, Director of the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says having more salad bars in schools will help make the choice of healthy foods such as fruits and vegetables the easiest choice. A German economist and official with the London-based Global Warming Policy Foundation says climate policy has almost nothing to do with environmental protection, and the World Climate Summit in Cancun is actually an economic summit where distribution of the world's resources will be negotiated. Otmar Edenhofer says, basically, it's a big mistake to discuss climate policy separately from the major themes of globalization. The climate summit in Cancun at the end of the month is not a climate conference, but one of the largest economic conferences since the Second World War. He asks why, and says because we have 11,000 gigatons of carbon in the coal reserves in the soil under our feet, and we must emit only 400 gigatons in the atmosphere if we want to keep the 2-degree target 11,000 to 400. There is no getting around the fact that most of the fossil reserves must remain in the soil. Edenhofer said developed countries have basically expropriated the atmosphere of the world community. He adds, but one must say clearly that we would redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy. Obviously, the owners of coal and oil will not be enthusiastic about this. One has to free oneself from the illusion that international climate policy is environmental policy. This has almost nothing to do with environmental policy anymore, with problems such as deforestation or the ozone hole. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman wrote to members of the Senate urging them to support legislation, including pending amendments to S-510, the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act, to repeal Form 1099 tax reporting requirements that are part of the massive health care law. In his letter, Stallman wrote, beginning in 2012, farms, ranches, and other businesses will be required to complete an IRS Form 1099 for all payments, including goods and services, aggregating $600 or more in a calendar year to a single non-employee payee. The negative impact of new reporting requirements on farmers and ranchers is further compounded by increased penalties for the failure to comply that were passed as part of the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010. He added farm and ranch businesses are overburdened with tax paperwork and reporting obligations, and the additional reporting requirements will further increase the cost and complexity of complying with the tax code. In addition to increasing costs, added paperwork will consume valuable time that would be better used to manage farm or ranch businesses. In a speech to the Illinois Commodities Conference in Bloomington, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin said he expects Congress to take on the estate tax next week as part of debate on extending the Bush-era tax cuts. Durbin said, waiting to settle the estate tax issue until after January, when the new Congress is seated, will only cause further delays. The estate tax was on top of the minds of conference attendees. Grain prices moved higher this year, and the costs of growing them are likely to do the same in the year ahead, according to Purdue University estimates. The 2011 Purdue Crop Cost and Return Guide projects that farmers could see double-digit increases in variable costs, which include fertilizer, seed, pesticides, fuel, machinery, and other expenses not related to labor or land rental. While prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat are up from this past spring, farmers will need those higher returns to offset a spike in variable crop production costs, according to Bruce Erickson, Purdue's Director of Cropping Systems Management and a Crop Guide contributor. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.